Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
I know who I'm barracking for now in the V8 supercars.
My man, Anton.
Anton Di Pasquale.
Nice. Just on that, it's interesting.
So you've never been invited to the celebrity race?
I have, many a times.
Why haven't you taken them up on the offer? I would have thought that would have been the sort of, that you would have been right up your alley.
I would have loved to have done it. The problem was, is the time. The
you
amount
couldn't
of training,
fit in the car?
No, the amount of, well, in fact, we got a, just got a text message from the legend, the 5-time or 6-time Olympian.
Six.
I think he did six.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
James Tonkin.
Six.
He did
five?
Six.
Six.
And I might add, flag bearer. Just a reminder, I won the Celebrity Grand Prix twice. That's
James
just,
feeling
just
a bit,
wanted to provide.
So he's feeling what, a bit forgotten? Does it, the fact that he needs to remind us of his greatness?
When you've been the six of the bad boys and you've won
you
the
got
Celebrity
a lot of, when
Grand
he
Prix.
Walks, when he walks, a lot of clinking.
There's a lot of clinking.
There's a lot of clinking when he walks around.
He just didn't go there. He came home with a bit of hardware.
He brought stuff back.
Yes.
There was excess baggage when he and the boys came home. Mm. Plus, they ate a lot of fruit, didn't they?
Yes, the Golden Valley.
Hey, what's going on? Are you okay with all the stuff about Daisy Pearce? So a second club's now come out and formally said to Channel 7.
Sydney, I think.
No,
have.
Brisbane, isn't it?
Is it? No, I think Sydney.
Richmond first, now Brisbane?
Oh, Brisbane,
Brisbane
is it?
Brisbane, yeah. So they've now come out and said, look, you know, we 100%. Love her work. And in fact, we respect her so much, we don't want her coming in our rooms.
100%.
No problems with them banning her?
No problem. Now, my personal opinion is that I don't think she's going to be able to see anything that's going to be of any significance or provide.
No IP.
I don't personally think so. Ned, I haven't been down there recently, so I don't know how it all unfolds. Mm. But I think it's more than reasonable, and I think Daisy Pearce would have no problems.
She'd be the least
acknowledging
concerned,
to say, no, that's more than reasonable, yep. A request to say that an assistant coach of another team is not in our change rooms.
Are you okay? So the broad, there's a whole lot of, so I don't disagree with you, by the way. Are you okay with the assistant coaches of other clubs, footy directors of other clubs? Eddie had this when he was president. Are you still okay with the whole, if you're once you decide to take a position like that on board, you're the professional comment, you know, the conflict of interest debate that rolls around and whether it affects and impacts your capacity to do the job. Is there any merit in that being a discussion point, or in Australia do we just brush it off and move on?
Oh, no, there's always going to be merit in it. But I think you when the conflict of interest becomes more prevalent.
Well, this is a crossover point with Daisy.
But here's the thing. It's less of a conflict of interest when everyone knows. It's not like you're hiding it. When everyone knows this is an assistant coach coming in here, I think that it's much more easy to accept. It's when there's, you're not sure about people's roles and that conflict is not declared, that's when it's a more significant problem. But like I said, I don't think that when you're talking about elite sport and you want to protect things, no problems at all. I think that, like I said, Daisy, and I think Channel 7 would understand everyone.
No, Lewis Martin was on with the boys on Bricky this morning and he had absolutely no problems.
And can understand why a request would be made to not have her come into the change room.
Excellent. St Kilda Membership Day here on 1116 SEN. Today, magnificent offer only for today. Buy a St Kilda membership, you get one free. You want to get on board. If you're a St Kilda supporter and you can and you haven't yet, today's a great day to give the club a call and pledge your membership allegiance to the club. Buy one, get one free. So one for two, two for one. Call 2 for 1. That's it.
Buy one, get two.
Call 1-300-GO-SAINTS. You'll be able to work
get
it
on board, Saints
come on,
fans.
Man. Come on.